Bear Podcast, $4.95.
It involves showing more fur.
It's nothing like making a pig bottom squeal than using bacon lube.
Village, they're full of cake.
Hey, all you bears.
Okay, I just saw this on Facebook today. I think he's closeted. You think he's closeted? Just closeted.
And I got my ass chewed out by everyone.
Thanksgiving, gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Laying on the couch eating bonbons and chocolate.
Just that. I saw it on accident.
Do some sexting with
you're me. Listening to BearPodcast.com.
He called and then he was freaked out.
You're really bitter here.
Yeah, I am very bitter.
It's
been a shitty week.
Bitter
party of one right here. It's been a shitty week, let me tell you.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Yes, it's the weekend of November 25th. And this is episode 495.
Five more to go, Maynard.
Five more to go, and it's going to be 200.
200.
500. 500. Sorry, 500. So. It's going to be 500. yeah, it would be nice during the holiday. That's around the holiday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that'd be nice if we have some people calling in. Would be nice too.
Yeah. Call us just happy 500.
Yeah. Okay. Before we go on, I want to talk about last week. We took a break. We took a break because, you know, we need a break. So we did a flashback of episode 411, and that was our episode with Dave in Dallas
at TBRU, which just opened.
Last week. That's why I want to be, and I'm wearing a TBRU shirt also. This was a Fur University shirt.
Oh, I thought it meant something else.
No, it didn't mean something else. It does look like it means something else, but yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we did a flashback episode, so I hope you guys got to watch that. Probably once in a while, we would do more of the flashbacks from episode 100 or episode 200. We'll see.
Some of the early ones.
Really, really early ones.
When it was all just audio.
Yes, it was all audio. So.
And show notes.
It's all show notes. There are no videos at all. Okay, so actually, I went to Oakland. I went to visit my mom.
Yes.
Okay, really sad. My mom had a stroke. My mom had a stroke, and it happened about sometime 3 weeks ago. So I had to go there and help her out and everything. And I would appreciate thoughts and prayers from you guys. It'd be nice.
But you also got to hang out with somebody kind of special, didn't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got to hang out with my gay uncle. It was funny to
him. He texted me. He's like, oh my God, I'm freaking out. My uncle's asking me if I find guys on TV Hot or something like that.
Yeah. He was asking me about Downton Abbey. Woo-hoo. If I like Downton Abbey.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, oh, did you think that the guy who played Matthew is really cute? No, I think Lord Grantham is really hotter. So
uh-huh.
It's kind of weird comparing notes with your uncle. It's not disturbing, but it's unusual. It's like, what if you have your brother and you found out your brother is gay and you started talking about boys and you start, you know.
I doubt that'll ever happen if my brother is gay. I doubt that would ever happen.
See, it's unusual, right? If you have someone in your family doing that. So that's why I felt so weird talking to my uncle that way. Also, so that happened. And then Friday, we have a friend. We have a common friend. He's Marvin. And right now, he's in Turkey right now. He's visiting. So.
That's right. The turkey's in Turkey.
That's right. How about you, Ray? What have you been up to?
Well, we have a visitor here from California, Miss Ann. She's a friend of Robbie's that he met out there in San Francisco. She is here for the week, visiting for the holidays and hanging out. So I spent a lot of time with her this weekend. Went and had brunch with Marvin and showing her around Houston and shopping and just having a good old time.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of Downton Abbey, I'm on midway through season two, finally.
So, okay. How do you like so far?
Oh, I love Downton Abbey. I mean, I've just been finally got time so I can sit down, and I've been watching it at lunch at work. So, and the other day it was tough because it was the episode with William and what's her name got married. Well, I ain't gonna say before what happened, but it was a tearjerker.
Oh, really?
Yes.
There were times that I did cry. I remember. Which one's William?
William's the one that went to war.
Oh, I thought his name is Matthew.
Matthew is the current, is the future Earl of.
Oh, that's right. Matthew is the future Earl. Oh, William is the gay guy?
No, William's not the gay guy.
Which one's?
William's was one of the footmen. And when he when he got drafted into the war or signed up for the war, he became Matthews.
Matthews,
I guess.
Page, what is it? No, not Page.
I don't forget what they're called.
Valet.
He's kind of like his army valet, yes.
Oh God.
So, and if any of y'all that watched season two and know what I'm talking about, it's tearjerker. So.
Downton Abbey.
So.
Ray goes Downton Abbey. Yeah.
So hopefully by Christmas I'll be on to season three, so I'll be caught up. But Miss Anne's a big fan. We've been talking about it.
Oh really? Yeah, maybe I could chat with her about it too. Yeah, so. Okay, so that's good. That's pretty cool. You're getting into Downton Abbey
mm-hmm. again.
Again.
Now that I got Amazon,
I think they're catching up right now. I mean the new season is out right now in the UK. So
okay, so we'll probably get it here in the spring or something.
Yeah. I can't wait for it. Okay. One of our friends of the show, actually, I want to do a shout out to Larry Flick. He had a medical emergency. And actually, I was talking to Mike about it because he said that, you know, he's been listening to Sirius LQ on the satellite radio and we found out about it. And actually, Larry Flick was our guest in episode 241. Couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's back in the studios of Sirius LQ right now, and I guess he's doing well and everything. And so Larry, if you're watching or listening, I hope you feel better. Well, you're better now, but
yes, because you're back on the air.
You're back in the air, and I'm sure you are, and keep it strong, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Stop eating pork rinds. Okay. So
Maynard got the TV movie news this week.
That's right. It's my recommendation this time, because it's usually when TV it's really all rave.
Yes.
Okay. So TV news. Chosen is a series premiere. Its series premiere will be on January 13th. So Chosen is it's a new series on FX. It is an animated comedy about its title character Chosen, a gay white rapper.
That's a bear.
It's kind of a bear. He's a bear. Fresh out of prison. So armed with a new message and a new worldview shaped by his time in prison, Chosen is on a quest for redemption and to claim his rightful position as the world's top rap artist. Top rap
bear artist. But in the preview videos, he's killing Twinkie Boys.
Really? Was he really?
In the video, in the preview part, he kills the Twinkie Boys who are wearing bear masks.
Oh, okay.
Little go-go dancer boys, which I thought was interesting. So
yeah, so his music and lyrics take aim at the stereotypes of machismo and misogyny that are synonymous with rap music. Really? Is it really?
I guess so.
So the voice cast features Bobby Moynihan, Hannibal Buress, Michael Pena, Nick Swardson, Catherine Hahn, and Method Man. I don't know what Method Man is.
Method Man's a rapper.
He's a rapper? He's a rapper? Okay.
I'm surprised he's doing a gay show, but unless he's gay, but I don't know. Never picked up on it. So
yeah. So FX has ordered 13 episodes of Chosen, and we'll see what happens. It's on fxnetworks.com/chosen. You can click the link of the website, and put it in the show notes on the website. Yeah. Okay.
Now our other big topic this week.
Did you send this to me? I think. What did I send this? You sent it to me.
I sent it to you. Yeah, okay. I sent this to him. So we finally have it. So you can break it down by what state you're in. Condom maker breaks down penis size by state and city.
This is from three years ago.
So why is it just showing, popping up today?
Is it really? Because
I mean, it's just popping up this week.
Oh, is it really? Because the article is 2010. But
well, all the stuff kept showing up on the news this week. So they must have did something because it's on.
Maybe it's an update. Okay.
So I don't know, but. It all appeared on my news feed this week, beginning of last week. So, anyway, this Condomania began marketing their Fit condoms 6 years ago, a set of 76 various sizes to provide a perfect fit. The data pool for this study has swelled to more than 27,000 men, enough to draw some tentative conclusions. The tumescent curve runs from a 3-inch to a 10-inch, falling into a bell normal curve halfway between 5 and 6 inches. This conforms to previous studies, including the Kinsey Report. Broken down by city, the list of the most well-endowed citizens is topped by...
Nice.
New Orleans. Is that where Mike lived there?
Yeah, that's right. That's why I always go there, because they have the biggest dicks.
Uh-huh. Number two is Washington, D.C., and there are a lot of big dicks in D.C. Number three is San Diego. Four is New York City. Five is Phoenix. Six is Portland. Seven is Atlanta. Eight is San Francisco. Nine is Chicago. 10, St. Louis. 11, Seattle. 12, Miami. 13, Indianapolis. 14, Columbus. 15, Boston. 16, Denver. Hey, John.
Denver?
Call, yeah, call, call our friends and see if it's true.
Okay, I will ask him.
Yeah, John
and Palima. John and Palima.
17 is Los Angeles. 18 is Detroit. 19 is the Liberty City, Philadelphia. And, of course, 20, wrapping up, is Dallas and Fort Worth. Houston does not appear on this list.
There are no big dicks in Houston.
So, Dave, you're safe in this city.
That's right. You're safe. Yes, he's in the right city.
Yeah.
Okay. So, 17, Los Angeles. Well, not much as in Los Angeles.
So, yeah, I just thought it was interesting how they listed Houston and show. Now, the 50 states here, number one is New Hampshire. So if you're a size queen, you need to move to New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it doesn't say if they're tops or bottoms. So it just says they order big. I guess if they're ordering condoms, they're have big penises. So that's assuming.
Okay. Oh, the one earlier are all cities.
All cities.
This one is by state.
And Texas ranks number 35.
Nice.
So, but you can go look at this, the links, and you can see where your city or state falls. Actually, they only list the top 20 cities, and then everything else I could find is listed by state. So, the state with the smallest penises is Wyoming. I don't know if that's because it's so cold there, and it's in the middle of nowhere, and there's not that many people.
Maybe that's why.
So, but Dave, your states are Wyoming, Utah.
Go to Wyoming or Utah. Yeah,
yeah, right. You'll do good there, so.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our topic about penis sizes this week.
Nice. Okay, that's good to hear. I mean, it's something that it's interesting to me because I always go to New Orleans and I really haven't seen a lot of dicks there. So
right,
no, I haven't. No. Okay, so this week is Thanksgiving week.
Yes.
So what do you think, Ray? We do this kind of yearly and everything, yeah. but so what do you think? What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for Robbie, meeting him this year, coming into my life,
and mm-hmm.
his family and all my friends I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for my family. Thank God I got a job,
mm-hmm.
got a roof over my head,
yep, mm-hmm.
got a car, all the stuff that makes life a little bit easier. So.
And the meds.
Yes, and all the meds, thank you. To keep me sane, yes.
Keep me sane.
What about you? What are you thankful for?
Thankful for Mike. He's been a big supporter of my life, of course. Just, I always say to my friends, you know, if I could just be half the man Mike is, I'd be so happy.
You'd have to eat a lot more to be half a man.
That's right.
That's right.
That was literal. I mean, half the size. Right. No, I'm kidding. No. No. Yeah, he's losing a lot of weight. I'm so happy. I'm thankful for him keeping himself healthy. He lost about 35 pounds already because of working out. Okay, I'm thankful for my health and Mike's health also because it made me think a lot about last week or was it 2 weekends ago when I was in San Francisco because people getting sick, you go to a nursing home, checking out the, you know, places where your possible places where your mom could stay. It's a little disturbing to me. I'm thankful that I am trying to be healthy myself because I really, these places are depressing. Nursing homes are depressing to me, and all I could say to all my friends and to everyone, you know, you too, Ray, of course, that you have to keep yourself healthy. Walk or something, or raise your heart rate or something. Just.
That's the part I got to work on, is the exercise part.
Yeah, you got to do it so you would be healthy and not end up in these places. And I'm just really distraught for the whole weekend. I went to San Francisco. I went to San Francisco. It was not a happy trip.
Yeah,
because I had to visit my mom because she had a stroke, and being around the nursing homes and everything is just really just. It affected me
yeah.
a lot. And all I could say is, everyone out there, please be healthy. Walk for 30 minutes, if you want, every day or something. Do something so you won't end up in these places. So that's all I could say. And I'm really thankful for having a job. I'm thankful for having a roof also in my head. And thanks for good weather. It's raining right now, but I like the cold. I like the fall weather. And that's pretty much it. So that's what I'm thankful for.
Well, good.
And I'm thankful for my best friend.
Oh. I'm thankful for Mayor, too. Mm-hmm. You know, I give him a bunch of grief.
Yeah, sometimes. Okay, so let's... Oh, where were we now?
Bear events.
Oh, bear events. Okay, let's do bear events.
Okay. Midwest Bear Fest, December 12th through the 15th in Indianapolis, Indiana. The Midwest Bear Pack has put together a great party with your favorite activities as well as some new surprises. Returning favorites are the Most Huggable Bear Contest, Bear Strip Poker, Bear Bingo, and our charity strip auction. There's a lot of stripping going on in Indianapolis.
Stripping, okay.
A great vendor market is featured with some new items to entice everyone. Other activities include a DJ pool party and two new DJs at a night of dancing the night away. There will, of course, be plenty of food the whole weekend, including our Sunday farewell brunch. So go check this out at MidwestBearFest.com. And you can check that link out on the show, and we will have it out there for you so you can go check them out. And that is December 12th through the 15th.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is something... Oh, no? Okay. So for you guys, if you have an event, if you're a bear event, you're a club or anything, you can send your emails, give us details on your events, title, dates, and everything, and we could probably have you in the show. Email us at events@bearpodcast.com. Now it's time for the gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Okay, gays, we finally have our own video game.
Yes, I love this. I love this. I love this idea.
And a brilliant subversion of the traditionally masculine world of fighting video games, Handsome Woman Productions is slated to release Ultimate Gay Fighter, a fighting game featuring characters who embody particular stereotypes from the LGBT community in January of 2014. And y'all should go, you should go watch the video on this. You can look at it on the links from Huffington Post and go watch the video. It's kind of funny. In a similar format to the classic Street Fighter, Ultimate Gay Fighter will bring characters such as Bardwell, the Leather Bear, Vulgar, Divine, Devastation, and Drag Queen Carrie Cupcake right into your smartphone. The game is also an extremely clever plot line to guide its gay-on-gay fighting.
Nice.
According to the press release, the first annual gay fight competition was held in 2007 to find America's most ruthless LGBT fighter. The victor was Muscle Queen porn star Josh Max, but only 3 days after his title was won, he vanished. Now, 10 new fighters are competing to win the title of Gay Fight Champion. Little do the fighters know, there is something very ominous about the competition itself. The League of Oppressive Self-Righteous Zealots, losers. have created a tournament for two reasons. Make the LGBT community destroy itself and brainwash the winner to carry out the League's nefarious plans.
Ultimate Gay Fighter.
Ultimate Gay Fighter will be on iOS, Android, and Windows phones in January 2014.
Oh my God.
For more information, check on the game's website. It looks fun. There's also been some bad press because the characters in the game are very, how do we say, stereotypical.
Uh-huh.
On that. So that's a little interesting there to see how people are going to take on it, because you got some real Nelly gay people fighting and some drag queens fighting, and it's almost kind of like a bad light, but you also have to look at it and kind of laugh too. So we'll see. We'll have to get the game and play it and see.
Can you imagine that your finishing move is a bitch slap?
Yeah. I think that's one of them.
You bitch slap.
A fierce slap, I think is what it is.
Fierce.
Sorry, okay. I'm drinking. My throat's so dry today. Okay. Now we got something really gay for you.
All right.
And I invite, and I'm going to be very brief about this. James Franco and Seth Rogen spoof Kim Kardashian and Kanye West Bound to music video. Hopefully, Kimye will be flattered. James Franco and Seth Rogen have spoofed Kanye West's raunchy Bound to music video featuring his fiancée Kim Kardashian. The co-stars reenacted the now infamous video and shared the final product entitled Bound 3 on Facebook today, Monday, November the 25th. There's a lot of shirtless Seth Rogen making out with James Franco.
Oh my God, really?
So go watch the video. We'll post the link. It's hilarious. I'll sit there and watch it. You will love it.
Oh my God, I got to see that.
So I think that you will like that a lot. Because actually one of the pictures I put on here is Seth and James Franco kissing and Seth shirtless. pretty much the entire
day. Oh my God, that's so hot. So you get to
see Harry back, Maynard.
A Harry back Seth Rogen. Okay. So. That'd be awesome. Okay, let's go on with the geek. Okay, this is something that I use myself. I use Freedom Pop.
Okay.
That's how I connect to the internet sometimes. Because it's free. It's free internet. Okay, so Freedom Pop plans to bring cheap calling service to the iPhone. In its path to undercut the likes of AT&T and Verizon with free prepaid plans, Freedom Pop is moving to connect a wider range of phones, including, eventually, the iPhone.
Ooh.
You may want to get one of these, because you just pay $99 for something, mm-hmm. for a phone and everything, and you have 500 megabytes, and it's free. So the low-cost wireless service is launching its new bring-your-own-phone option on Tuesday, allowing anyone who has a phone with a Sprint SIM chip inside to join its low-cost network, most likely appealing to Sprint users at the end of their contract or on a prepaid plan. It is also selling its second phone, a refurbished batch of HTC Evo 4Gs. For $99 each, so you get an Android phone that way. Freedom Pop is one of America's largest MVNOs, or MVNO means mobile virtual network adapters. It's like a reseller.
Yeah,
reseller for. So, buying 3G and 4G data in bulk from Sprint and repackaging it as free or low cost monthly deals. So the more devices Freedom Pop can connect to, the more of a threat it hopes to become to the established carriers like AT&T and Verizon. So, yeah, it would be a threat, yeah. So it claims to have more than...
But how is the coverage, I wonder?
It's as wide as Sprint.
Is it?
Because it is the Sprint network.
Okay.
It is still the Sprint network. Not as good as Verizon, but hey, it's free, a free phone. Well, not free phone. You pay $99 for the phone and you get 500 megabytes. It's good enough for Facebook. So it claims more than 100,000 subscribers using Freedom Pop to connect wireless devices, including phones and hotspots. I have a hotspot, so that's really good. So the phone subscribers grow at a rate of 20% month over month. So I'm looking forward to that.
Well, that'd be good. We'll see how it goes.
I mean, it could be a good backup. Although
HTC,
phone.
Everybody I know that said HTC has complained about it, so I don't know how good that's going to be.
Yeah, but you know, it's an Android phone. It's cheap.
It's an Android phone. It's cheap. So.
Yeah,
I guess if you need if you need something that's inexpensive and so you can get a phone and get going and stuff, I guess it's really
inexpensive. It's really free internet for 500 megabytes. You can do email. You can do just don't watch videos. Don't watch HD videos.
Yeah, if you watch videos, you're gonna eat that.
If you're just gonna Facebook, you have it for Facebook and email and everything. You're good with 500 megabytes.
Yeah, but all those videos on Facebook, I gotta watch them. I just gotta watch them.
That's right.
All those keys. Happy Kitty videos.
And those ads. You know, that pisses me off whenever you watch a website, you go to a website, and then a video ad comes up. Or even apps that do that. That eats a lot of bad bandwidth, as far as I know. So, okay, sure.
Speaking of kitties.
Okay.
Did you watch the American Music Awards last night?
No, how was it? Was it raunchy?
No, it wasn't raunchy, but you know
I can't imagine.
Everybody's favorite Wrecking Ball got out there and sang with a cat singing behind her. It was kind of weird.
Who was it?
Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus again?
She was there singing Wrecking Ball. I guess she's got so much bad press from all the other stuff. She just stood there on the stage, on the platform, sang, and they had these big screens behind her, and there was a little cat crying, and every time, and it was mouthing the words she was singing.
Oh, really?
So it was kind of weird, and it was like, look, you could have done something better than this, but I guess it's one of those things where she's been slammed so much, she said, okay, I'll just play it safe.
Oh, gosh.
So.
But I did hear about her. She did an acapella. She sang something, and she really sings well.
No, I think she has a great voice.
She has a great voice, just that she's just weird. Yeah. And she's become weird. She's trying to, you know, just...
I think she's one of those kids that was a TV star, had all this fame, and is trying to grow up and figure herself out. She's just not doing it too well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's very hard to make that transition from being this sweet, innocent little Hannah Montana to where she is now. And I think she's trying very hard to break that Hannah Montana image and show everybody that she's, hey, I'm an adult, I can do what I want. But I think it's that sword that you throw yourself on, and sometimes it can be good and sometimes it can be bad. So
yeah.
So now I thought this was interesting, bizarre that you turned in here, Maynard.
Yes, that's right.
The filthiest joke ever hidden in a children's movie. One of the most beloved and often quoted moments in the ridiculous beloved and oft quoted Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory is the sequence in which the unbalanced candy maker displays his newest invention, lickable wallpaper. As the children and their guardians go to town on the wallpaper, Wonka declares, "Lick an orange, it tastes like an orange. Lick strawberries, it tastes like strawberries. The snozzberries taste like snozzberries." We laugh because snozzberries is obviously a fanciful fictional word and nobody knows what they really were. Except that Ronald Dahl, the book's author, knew exactly what snozzberries were. They're dicks. Snozzberries are dicks, people. Willy Wonka made those kids lick dick flavored wallpaper.
Uh-huh.
Now, if it was true, that wallpaper would be in millions of gay men's homes. So,
yeah, that's right.
And,
now I want a wallpaper now.
It turns out the guy who thought a story about an insane recluse casually murdering a group of children had plenty of fucked up sense of humor. In 1979, Dahl decided to revisit snozzberries in his adult novel, My Uncle Oswald. The equally witty and disgusting story revolves around Oswald Hendrix Cornelius, the titular uncle and greatest fornicator of all time.
Greatest fornicator.
Along with his sexy accomplice, Yasmin Howcomely. He devises a complicated get-rich scheme that involves Howcomely seducing Europe's most famous men and then selling used condoms full of their spent semen to women wishing to birth famous progeny. Ah. Please take some time to remind yourself this is a book written by one of the world's most beloved children authors. The term snozzberry comes up when Yasmin Howcomely recounts her experience with George Bernard Shaw. "How did you manage to roll the old rubbery thing on him?" "There's only one way when they get violent," Yasmin said. "I grabbed hold of his snozzberry and hung onto it like grim death and gave it a twist or two to make him hold still."
Wow.
"Very effective. I bet it is. You can lead them around anywhere if you want like that, I'm sure. It's like putting a twitch on a horse."
Mm-hmm.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory was written in 1964, 15 years before My Uncle Oswald revealed that the wallpaper was made to taste like the head of a penis. In the strictest sense, the term, we're pretty sure this makes Willy Wonka a pedophile, and honestly, we're not that surprised.
Yeah, it's kind of a disturbing picture. Okay, let's talk about this.
Okay.
He wrote the book. What's the book again? The book was written years after. It's called My Uncle Oswald. 15 years later. Mm-hmm. So, it would have been... Okay, what do you know what snozzberries are?
I have no idea what snozzberries are.
Okay, I was talking to...
It's one of those made-up words like quidditch and other stuff.
So a friend of mine was telling me it's boogers. They thought it's... people, for the longest time, thought that these are boogers, you know.
Well, I think... I wonder if this is the author joking with people.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, people are like, "Oh, what are snozzberries?" and blah, blah, blah. And listening to this and getting letters about what are snozzberries. You know how fans are about stuff.
Yeah.
And then he says, "Well, I'm going to write this satire porn novel. Let's bring up snozzberries and make them dicks."
Yeah, that's the point. He wrote the book 15 years after he wrote Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
So when it comes to... So he made the definition later.
He defined what they were 15 years later.
But if he did it, let's say, the other way around, he wrote the book by Uncle Oswald and referred to it as snozzberries, as dicks, and then 1964, Willy Wonka came out, then it would have been really something we would know what snozzberries are. I mean,
yeah, but it's just like any Disney movie out there now. There's a lot of gay references and stuff they slide in that you don't catch. In fact, there was a list of all the erotic and adult stuff that were in the top 10 or something like that a couple weeks ago that came through the news feed that was showing all the movies and different pictures and sayings and stuff that the Disney movies has slid in there that people didn't really catch or kids wouldn't recognize, but adults would. So.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just like, Disney's just nasty.
Yeah. I remember there was a Aladdin, I think. One of the cities has a dildo building in the cover. So, yeah, they sneak in things.
Yeah, they sneak in things.
It's
like Superman Returns. The thing, the Twilight Zone things that encapsulate General Zod in them look like giant penises.
Really?
Go watch the movie when you get a chance to rewatch it. And when they're imprisoning them, there's the things that encase them look like giant penises.
Oh, okay. I should.
Because they're flared big at the bottom and they kind of go up to a point at the top. And it's like they got a little head on them and everything. Mm-hmm. I was like, I guess that's a kryptonite penis. That means you're screwed.
Yeah.
super like screwed.
Yeah. Okay, so... What do you guys think? Do you believe in this? I guess it would have been more credible if he did write the book before Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
But he wrote it after, so...
But I think he might even be poking fun at himself doing stuff like that. And I don't think, you know... He might have did it. I mean, Dr. Seuss wrote adult books before he did children's books, so...
Mm-hmm.
There's Lady Godiva and a couple others that he
did. And now I wonder if Dr. Seuss had some references in there that only adults would...
If they are, I haven't caught them, but I have read some of his adult novel, some of his adult oriented stuff, and it was kind of interesting. It wasn't anything grotesque or anything, but at the time when he wrote it, I'm sure it was.
Yeah, I bet it was. Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, so what else is going on? Oh, okay, we still have a few minutes, but a few minutes as in one. we're supposed to make some phone calls today, but we're kind of in a tight schedule today. So we'll make our probably phone calls on the next episode. Okay, just really quick, I got to see Thor.
Yes.
Last weekend. It's really good. I enjoyed it even more than the first one. And you did say you did like it too,
right? I did like it too. Okay. Yes, very much so.
But I knew what happened.
And this week's episode of S.H.I.E.L.D. was a tie-in to Thor.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, I haven't seen it yet.
Last week's out. Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So, what I'm saying, I knew that Loki would do that in the end.
Oh, yeah, I had a feeling that Loki, when they said Loki was dead, I was like, nah, Loki doesn't die.
He can't be. So, for one thing, nobody dies in comic books or in TV shows. Except for the bad guys. Is it true?
No, people die all the time. Superman's died before.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm.
And it's not brought him back. I can't, it was long ago. But
yeah. Did you get that comic book back then? When Superman dies because of Doomsday?
I can't remember. I think I went and read it at a comic book store and put it back on the shelf.
Nice.
So, or somebody had one and I looked at it. I can't remember.
I remember buying it and then they have these black bands. Superman black bands here, you know, because of Death of Superman. It was really big back then, so I bought it for 35 pesos, I think.
So,
that's a long time ago.
Very long time ago. Yeah. If y'all hear background noise, the end of the season finale of Dancing with the Stars is on in the other room.
Oh, okay.
And they're tripping out over it, and I'm kind of jealous because I'm sitting here podcasting, and I want to be watching it too, but they're in there doing it without
you me. You are so. Just so gay.
I got addicted to the show. Amber from Glee, Amber, the big... Mercedes from
Mercedes.
She's on there and she's in the top four. So.
Oh, okay. I should watch it then.
And Bill Nightingale's in there too. You might like that from the Blue Collar Comedy crew. So I hope he gets kicked off because he cannot dance. And at this point, it's just like, you know, there are so many good people that could dance and just blow you away on this show. And he sits there and he has less rhythm than I do, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just all gawky and jerking and can't dance. But
that's the funny part.
But I know, but the whole thing is, I'd rather see Bill Nye the Science Guy win than him.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
So.
Okay, so I guess we better finish this so we could watch it, right?
Any shout-outs?
Shout-out to Mike. I'm looking forward to spend the whole Thanksgiving with him this weekend. I think he's coming tomorrow, so I'm excited.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Shout everybody be careful traveling this week because the weather's supposed to be awfully nasty, so...
Mm-hmm. Also, shout out to Gary. Happy birthday. It's his birthday last week.
Oh, that's right.
And it's Johnny Lee's birthday.
Johnny Lee's what? Old now because he's over the big three.
I think he's turning 30 now. Gosh.
No, he turned 30 last year.
He turned 30 already?
Because he did the skydive jump on his 30th birthday.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So he's going to be 31. Or
I think so.
He's going to be 31. That's
He's old.
He's old. You're old. You're old.
My God, Johnny, you're old.
Okay. So I guess that's it. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or if you want to call and leave us a voicemail, we enjoy those because we can play them on the show. And we have a little interaction with our listeners. You can do that by dialing 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Give us a call, leave us a voicemail, and we'll play it on the show.
Yes, that's right. And subscribe by iTunes and YouTube and Vimeo. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Also, you can listen to the show on Stitcher Radio, Bear Radio Network, and the Roku Player. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening, and we will catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs. And happy Thanksgiving.
And happy Thanksgiving. Woof, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear. Test 1, 2, test 1, 2, test.
Okay, here we go. Your finger fit over there.
Testing 1, 2, 3, test.
Thank you, Bear Radio listeners, for joining us in episode 495, where we talked about Downton Abbey. Shit. What else did we have? Oh, gay video games.
Ultimate Gay Fighter.
There you go. Chosen. Mm-hmm. Pretty hot. Didn't make him hairy, though.